Horror Stories Podcast. Hey everyone, this is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Normally you're going to hear one of my stories on this feed, but it's Sunday and time for the weekly challenge. That's why I post the topic and then you send in a story based on that topic. I gather them all up in this really out-of-date editing program. I'm not too sure what version of Audacity I'm running anyway. And, well, I ramble a little bit in between and post the resulting catastrophe for your enjoyment and ultimate deletion. This is weekly challenge number 212, and the topic is flagrant disregard. Anything else? Yeah, flagrant disregard and historical inaccuracy. Well, that changes everything. The music that you're hearing in the background is just something I grabbed somewhere. But you can find better music for your background at GuyDavid.com. We've got a fun batch of stories this week on these topics, and so let's go ahead and hear them in the order that I receive them. Oh, by the way, some of you have been following me on Twitter, that's isfullofcrap.com, for various things about the stories and all that. I'm going to go ahead and start to split some of that off, and I created the account 100 Word Stories up there, so now you can go focus on that kind of stuff without seeing my 10,000 mad rambles every day. It kind of keeps it, you know, clean. First up to bat in this week is Jeffrey Height. Now, I was going to say Jeffrey Height of Great Heights, but he's got something else up his sleeve. A little something about building worlds, world builder. Perhaps he'll tell you about it. And if he doesn't, well, I'll try to fill in.
Hello, this is Jeffrey Height, and this is my entry for weekly challenge number, I don't have any clue, with the topics of flagrant disregard and historical inaccuracies. Now, before I begin, I have to neither confirm nor deny that Philip Norval Joe Carroll knows anything about a project called World Builders Unlimited. Actually, I will confirm that. And I will also confirm that that project actually does exist. Hopefully, by this weekend, by the time you listen to this, because this is Monday as I record it, there will be a URL attached to this story that will take you out to World Builders Unlimited, and you can learn more. So, with no further ado, here's my story. And I call this one, Your Ship Has Sailed. Mr. Finsta, we need to talk. Okay, what about? Well, we're gonna have to let you go.
What? But why? No, you can't let me go. I'm your best writer.
Well, there have been some questions raised about your most recent work, about some historical inaccuracies.
But no one writes histories like I do.
That is the problem, Finsta. No one writes them like that. You seem to have a flagrant disregard for the facts. For example, when writing a fourth-grade textbook, you can't call Columbus's boats the Nina, the Kimberley, and the Merciless. So that was my story. Your ship has sailed. I know it's been a while since I've actually been here, and most of it has to do with the fact that I have been so sick that I really have had no voice to speak of or speak with, for that matter. It has been a painful, painful last month or so. So, I will be back. There will be the last three episodes of Great Heights coming out, hopefully relatively shortly here. And, come out and check out World Builders Unlimited. World Builders Unlimited. We build the world. So you don't have to.
There you go. Welcome back, Jeffrey. And it's okay. You know, if somebody's not feeling well, if they don't have that creative bug biting them, or if they've suffered grievous brain injury and they can't stick words together, it's perfectly fine. We understand. folks sometimes take a break. They need to recharge. And then, when they've fully recharged, they attack Iron Man. Yeah, I saw Iron Man 2. Sequel! Can you set up another? Are they just going to keep setting up sequels? Is that the only purpose of movies these days, is to set up the sequel? I don't know. What would Casablanca have been like if it was just to set up the sequel? You and I would have had a beautiful friendship. Dun dun dun! Casablanca 2, The Beautiful Friendship. Next up, we have Zach Mann. Let's see what he's got ready for us.
I was at Barnes & Noble ordering a copy of Moon People by Dale M. Courtney and saw an educational audiobook my teens would like. Upon listening, we found it historically inaccurate and had a flagrant disregard for facts, much like cable television news. The audio maps did not help me one bit. I mentioned those facts to teens who said, "You know, this is primarily for entertainment, right?" Considering the source, yes. The CD is Our Dumb World, The Onion's Atlas of the Planet Earth, 73rd edition. I wonder if I should have bought the 72nd edition first.
Thank you, Zach, man. Beautiful as always. Oh, oh, what a weekend. Man, I slept most of yesterday. It was like 5:36. I had already done 2 hours of walks. I did a morning walk, and then I did an afternoon walk to go to the grocery store after it rained. And I was like, thud. I didn't even do my usual, you know, Grace o'clock and Frog o'clock, and I was just out of it. Nardo was like, are you going to sleep? Okay, I'm going to bother you now. It was like Headbutt City. That's what he does. Next up is, whoa, Terrence McClain has returned. You see, people come back. They take a break, like Anima, like Guy David, like Steve the Nuclear Man. Folks take a break, and then after a while, they're like, you know, I kind of have a story in me. And then boom. Well, here comes the kaboom. Here comes that kaboom coming down from big ol'... is there a... You know, we say USA to represent the United States of America. What sort of phrase represents Canada? Well, that's also... Wait. USA, three syllables. Canada. What am I doing? Here's Terrence.
Hello, this is Terrence McClain from the Never Was podcast, and this is my entry into the 212th weekly challenge to the victors. Have you read this? It's appalling. The president dropped the book on the desk. I'm sorry, sir, I didn't know. The advisor reached for the book, but the president slammed his head down on it. Civilian deaths, theft, rape, war crimes of all kinds. He shook his head. How could we allow such a thing to happen? The president lowered himself into his chair. He paused for a moment and read the page the book had opened to. We should have stopped it. Yes, sir. Sorry, sir. This author has a flagrant disregard for historical inaccuracy.
Thank you, Terrence. And remember, it's historical inaccuracy. That would make a great name for a breakfast cereal, don't you think? No, no. I prefer Honey Nut Cheerios, although I need to switch to that Special K stuff. They've got a strawberry version, so apparently it's like healthy plus unnatural strawberry flavor. Next up is Norval Joe. I think he's got something up his sleeve, too. Maybe something to deal with islands flying. Let's hear if he's got something about that for you in this story.
Hello, this is Philip Nova Joe Carroll of the World Builders Unlimited and the newly formed Flying Island Press. You can find a link to that in the show notes. This is episode 212 of the Weekly Challenge. I was going to use these prompts, which are flagrant disregard and historical inaccuracy. I thought I could use them in a story about Buffalo Bill Cody. And I started to look up some information about him on Wikipedia and found out he was one cool guy. He did so many awesome things and really was not that bad of a character. And I thought, well, I would be flagrantly disregarding historical accuracy if I attempted to write what I thought I was going to write. So instead, wrote a scene from The Price of Friendship. So here we go. Commander Laurentel leaned back in his chair, stretched out his legs, and smiled. He hadn't gotten nearly as much information from the girl as he expected he would. However, this boy, Derek, seemed to know just how to flip her switches. "We have a flagrant disregard for individual rights and freedoms?" she asked the slender, dark-haired boy. Incredulity rang in her words as she continued. "It's your people, not mine, that have perpetuated historical inaccuracies to bolster your tenuous house of cards." Derek winked. "Join us, Amy. You can change us. That's why you're here, and you know it." Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Yay! You know, I like making houses of cards. They're fun. Although I do them with business cards. Problem is, business cards are different weight and different strength. And some of them are really weird these days. I don't know. They have those little Google scan things in the corners sometimes. So your droid can import them and then get a virus. Maybe I should get a droid. I'm just waffling. I can't decide. iPhone or droid. HTC Incredible. I test drove one. Not bad. Not bad at all. Thank you, Norval Joe, and good luck with the Flying Island. So we've got Flying Island. We've got World Builders. Anybody else starting anything up? Oh, yeah, that Merciless Storytellers thing. Round one just got posted. And it's a long... I don't know how Christiana edited it all together, but... She put up a good fight putting up with us crazies. And you're going to hear someone from 100 Word Stories up on that. And, show them your support. You know, while on the show, I couldn't really, go, "Hey, this is someone from 100 Word Stories. Everybody vote for them." But now that I'm talking as the host of 100 Word Stories here, I can say, "Hey, everybody, I'm the host of 100 Word Stories. Why don't you vote for him? Hey, come on." And there you go. Oh, who is it that was on there? Well, it was Justin. I'm going to go ahead and change the order of the stories here. Yes, I know I'm supposed to put them in the order that I received them, but you know what? I'm feeling Justin. I'm feeling a Justin kind of mood. So here we go with Justin's story.
"Who is that ruffian making a racket?" Abe turned from the actors on the stage who were performing Our American Cousin. He saw a man loudly sending a telegraph from his seat, the clicking and clacking drowning out the voices from the stage. "I say, man, turn off your telegraph and watch the play." The man scowled. "Screw you, hi-hat." Indignantly, Abe drew a gun and fired. But the bullet hit a pillar right by the man's head. The man returned fire, striking Abe in the head. The crowd surged to capture the man, but he managed to escape.
Thank you, Justin. That didn't sound at all like a midget from the basement who broke free from his chains and escaped last night. He tried to rob a jack-in-the-box, but the problem is he was so short, they only let him rob them from the child's menu. Next up is TJ. It's like getting a report out of North Dakota each time in 5 seconds. Let's find out what's happening up in North Dakota, and let's see what TJ has crafted for us this week.
Hi, this is TJ. I am from North Dakota, one of our rectangular states, and this is Jefferson. Thomas Jefferson was born in 5185. Not the Thomas Jefferson. He was born Mark Marbury. He wasn't the Thomas Jefferson until he'd installed Jeffmod into the 40 teraflop iTex fused to a cerebral cortex and set time log for 1765. In fact, creating the time anomaly that killed the founder and his sister. The right age and look, Marbury was able to step into his life easily, blaming the grief at losing his sister for most faux pas. The time machine itself was disguised as the dome at Monticello, the design that inspired young Marbury to start building it 3,415 years later.
Ooh, creepy time loop. Actually, I've been replaced by someone from the future after designing a time machine that's shaped like a loaf of bread. I feel like making a loaf of bread in the bread machine after this show. Thank you, TJ. Actually, I put the bread machine away because of all the carbs in it. And it's like, okay, I don't think so. It's not like the machine is just full of carbs. You put them in there, you know, and make the bread. I've got a rice steamer there instead I use for steaming vegetables and all that. So, yeah, I'm taking this seriously. Although it was pretty bad this weekend, I'm back down to 235. And I think I'm either maintaining or losing at this rate. And after I get done here, I'm going for a walk. That's right. Gotta keep up the pace, gotta keep up the habit, gotta keep up appearances. Although it's a little early to be walking all the way to the Galleria. I don't know, hold on. Let's see if, I'm gonna go ahead and check Micro Center. And we're gonna check the hours of Micro Center here. No, that's okay. You can wait here. All right. Now, where is the store locations? Here we go. Store locations. Introducing 22 nationwide. Houston West Loop. All right. What's the, okay? Sunday 11 to 6. It's still too early. Why do people insist on going to church on Sundays? Oh well. One more story to go. I can't avoid it any longer. It's our friend Planet C. My profile says I have a flagrant disregard for policy and procedure. I don't care. When a job needs to get done, I get it done. The policy says that when we come across burial grounds, we stop all excavations and demolitions so that the archivists can examine and catalog them remains. That delay ain't covered by my contract, so when I miss the deadline because of this undocumented cemetery getting in the way of a freeway or apartment complex, it kills my performance bonus. So, Doc, you got a choice. Sweep them corpses under the rug, or join them. And there you have it. A bunch of stories about flagrant disregard and historical inaccuracy. Now, if you had a hard time understanding that, the text for each story is available in the show notes at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Also, there is a poll on that site where you can choose your favorites. That will determine who picks the topic next week. Unless something special is going on, and then I might say, throw all of your topics out and put in something else, because it's just that important. Oh, and there's links to people's sites so you can learn more about them. Maybe send them flowers, follow them home at night, or follow what new magazines they've established. The music in the background was by Guy David. No, he didn't do it live. It's a recording from GuyDavid.com. The next topic is going to be Flying Island and World Builder, two of the new sites that regulars from this show have established recently. Also, the fifth anniversary of this podcast is rapidly approaching, If you're inclined to send in regards and best wishes, please include them in your weekly Challenge 214 story, which will air right before the anniversary. Oh, one more thing. I've set up a Twitter account for this podcast on Twitter, as opposed to on Facebook or somewhere else. It's called @100WordStories, and it will completely lack all of the random garbage and bullshit that I post up to my regular account @IsFullOfCrap, which means people want the craziness and bullshit, so they'll probably just go to mine anyway. You people are sick. I hope to use it to announce various 100-word stories things, such as acknowledging receipt of stories, new topics, other flash fiction site, and etc. Those other kind of sites are Merciless Storytellers, Flying Island Press, World Builders Unlimited. For the links, go to the show notes. Well, that's it for this week. Thank you for listening, and, as always, keep it brief. Closing.